I found another bit of bumper music I want to add to the rotation. Led Zeppelin's Moby Dick.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that song has got the best groove to it, I think, ever. You know what I'm talking about? I'll have to find it and we'll play it.
You hear the story about John Bonham, well, about the way he drummed. You know, he played the drums very loud and very hard.
Yeah.
And when the Eagles were making their first album, the producer couldn't get the sound that he wanted. And he kept telling Don Henley,
play like Bonham.
Play like Bonham. Yeah. He said, I can't hit the drums that hard.
Listen, Don Henley was a horrible drummer.
Well.
He was a terrible drummer.
Well, but he was a great singer and songwriter.
I don't know if I'd say great, but he was a good singer, a good songwriter, a horrible drummer. Just some of the...
But they just had to keep working on it. Because I can't play that loud. I can't hit the drums that hard. They kept trying to mic them differently, whatever. Yes.
okay, let me ask you guys a question. And if this is too deep and personal and too touching, well, you know, get over it. Have you ever in your life received something from a passing of a relative? Have you ever received something in a will?
Hey, your great uncle Benny died, and he left you this.
Not something strange, you know, like some long lost uncle that leaves you, you know, shares in a gold mine or something. No, not really. I mean,
anything at all.
Well, yeah, I've had stuff. You know,
never gotten anything in a will.
Not even money or anything.
No,
I never have either. I have one of my grandmothers who's still alive. She's in her early 90s.
Yeah,
I mean, she has assets that there will be an estate when she passes.
Sure. Even my father, I don't even want to go into detail about this, but when my father passed away, there was property that was supposed to come to me. It had been his grandfather's, handed down. It was supposed to come to me.
Who stole it?
His wife at the time.
Ah.
Oh, no, we're going to need that today. It's in the will. No, and I took the high road. I said, fine. You need to pay bills. You need it to live off of. Fine. I'm not going to fight you for it. It's not that big of a deal. It's property. Big deal. Anyway.
So does this story have a point?
Yes.
Okay.
There's been a discussion of some of the weirdest things that people have received in their will. Are you ready?
Sure.
Now, do you want this or would you not want to have this? Here we go. Coin or stamp collection. This was listed as something people don't want.
Really?
But.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
big
if it's.
Bucks?
Maybe. You know, if it's coins that, look, I found a 1972 penny. Well, no, is it unusual? But, no.
You know why you don't want it? Because it obviously meant something to the person who left it to you. And other family members are going to give you a hard time if you sell it because it doesn't mean anything to you.
Okay.
My dad collected stamps all of his life, hours and hours. Yeah. Put these stamp books together, and to me, it's like, well, just sell it to someone and give me the couple $100.
I turned it into cash.
Right.
Stamps can be there can be a lot of value in stamps and coins. So, okay, I see the point why you wouldn't want to get it. I think Chris brings up a good point. I'm with you, though, Tom. You're going to have to write that one down. I would cash it in. You know, it's like, oh, look, it's worth $100. Sell it.
$100? It's going to be worth more than that. A good collection.
Another one you're going to probably say the same thing. A record collection. If it's vinyl and there's some real valuable old LPs or something in there, boom. Childhood toys. I'm going to go along with, hey, look, you got the old Raggedy Andy doll. It's got holes in it. And it smells like cheese. Why do I want
that?
This?
That isn't worth anything. But, I mean, old toys that are in good shape,
big
bucks.
Still money in there. See, what I'm hearing you say is it's the best thing to do is to profit from our loved one's death.
Yeah, Tom's too eager to cash out here.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm just saying that you would not say I don't want this stuff because even if you weren't interested in it, there would be some value in it at some point in time.
Sure. Sports memorabilia, same thing, same argument. Hey, I've got this old autographed baseball Babe something. What am I supposed to do with this?
It's probably a fake.
Now this, why is it written with a Bic?
Yeah.
You know, gel pen. Now this one I'm going to go along with. Can you see any reason why you would want this? Homemade crafts. Hey, I've in my will, I'm giving you my macrame plant hanger from the 70s. That's awesome. Can you?
Well, if it's something that they made and they're giving it, and it has some sentimental value, I suppose, to hang on the wall.
There's bugs in it. That's interesting. Vacation souvenirs. Yes, please, Mom. I really want you to give me the snow globe.
Once again, an antique salt and pepper shaker collection can be worth bucks.
Really?
Yes. There are collectors out there that will pay big bucks for World's Fair salt and pepper
and
shakers.
They're leaving it to you, not thinking that you're going to sell it. They're leaving it to you because they want it to be a remembrance of Aunt Ida or whatever.
I'm worried about
Tom. Spoons? Well, I used to host a show with an antique guy, and he would talk about this stuff. They would talk about the value of all this stuff. Now, obviously, since the internet has come around, people think that they have something that's valuable, and they really don't because there's a zillion of them out there. But
all right.
Hey, I've got this old Holiday Inn ashtray.
I've got it figured out. This segment has been revealing for me.
It has?
In my will, because I don't want to burden when I pass. I don't want to burden my kids with having to go through my house and clean out my stuff.
Sure.
I'm going to let Tom King pick through my – I'm going to write into my will.
Tom King
gets 48 hours to go through my house
and
salvage anything that he thinks might have value.
Excellent.
And then my kids can come in and throw everything else the heck out.
Apparently is that I'm going to outlive you. That's another good thing, apparently.
Look at this. Here's a half-eaten ham sandwich. And
Are you a hoarder?
I'm not a hoarder.
Are you a hoarder?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Have you seen my desk?
Well, that's right. You're not. You can't.
The 6 month rule works just
fine.
Yeah.
Nobody with OCD can be a hoarder, I suppose.
No, right? There's no way. If I were a hoarder, it would have to have its. I would have to go to the container store, get containers, and everything would have to be nice and neat and well organized.
Okay.
Alphabetized, ranked by age of how long I've had it. Another thing you don't want, an old car. Here's my Mercury Monarch.
An old car or a classic car?
And it just says old car. Clothes. No, don't want clothes. Old furniture. And the number one thing you don't want to get in the will is a pet, according to this article. A pet. What about an urn of another relative? And Uncle Bobby was on the shelf, and we want you to have him.
Well, go back to pet.
Yeah, make sure that the decanter that you're taking down to the Goodwill store is not Uncle Bobby on the mantelpiece. Yeah.
Your grandmother dies, and there are five cats left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the cats have to go somewhere.
Put them in the casket with Grammy.
What, like the ancient Egyptians?
Yeah.
The ancient Egyptians put live animals in the caskets with them.
She's going to need, companionship in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. What about the dryer lint collection that we talked about earlier? You don't want that. And other old medical equipment? You know, my dad literally, they said, well, would you like your father's traction equipment from his back injury? I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? No.
Put the dryer lint and the oxygen canister. Put it all on the funeral
bedpans,
pyre.
Old bedpans.
Hey, don't you have any used catheters, too, that could go with this? That's awesome. There it is. It's just the question of the day. Have you ever gotten anything that just, why would you get this?
Artificial limbs?
Well, you know, that could be fun at parties, actually.
Halloween costumes.
Attention, I went to a wax museum. I couldn't believe how realistic these wax figures were. I waited in line behind one of them for 20 minutes. I'm thinking, why is this guy dressed like Genghis Khan? No idea. This is stupid. Had a rough week. What by the welfare office? They have an unemployee of the month. They even had a picture of a guy sitting on a couch drinking a beer.
And morning news now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.